We're very excited to have the opportunity to play in this continental tournament that has gained prestige and notoriety more and more over the years. Certainly, we're well aware that no MLS team has ever won the CONCACAF Champions League, so that will serve as a great source of motivation. Obviously, it's been, I believe, 10 years since the last time the Columbus Crew, our club, has been in this competition. I've been in it three times, two with Portland in 2014 and 2016. So I know very well how it can help your team develop, offer great experiences for growth and learning. And yet it's a challenge, a real challenge to face the level of competition that we'll face, to manage obviously the compacted season with our regular season fixtures. Obviously in this case, to play our first match right out of the gate in a new season in this competition with what looks to be a shortened runway. So we're excited, but obviously we're well aware of the challenges that we'll face on the road to the final and trying to win this competition. It is important to us, and we'll be approaching it seriously. But I know very well, having been in the competition before, that there are a lot of challenges. And what we can't do is start the season, regular season, the wrong way, because we're throwing so much into this competition. So we have to attack the league and these games in the right way in both competitions. Fortunately, we have a very good roster that will help, which is why we work so hard to build that roster.
Betej Malac, Islandi.
Hi, thank you. Well, coach, so being the champions of the MLS and being the first time that Columbus Crew participates in this, in the CONCACAF Champions League, how do you feel about it and how would you prepare your team? Thank you.
I believe, again, it's a competition that all Major League Soccer, I can speak for Major League Soccer clubs and the coaches, that this is an important competition. This is a competition that all Major League Soccer clubs want to be in, that fight to be in, and only the best get in. So we're honored to be in the tournament. We look forward to it. Certainly facing Esteli, it's going to be a long trip. It won't be easy to travel, the challenges, and that's a big part of this competition. As you go into places you've never been, environments you've never been, in many cases of playing opponents you know very little about, you have to have a strong squad, and you have to have a group that can go in mentally strong and manage these situations. In 14, when I was with the Portland Timbers, we were knocked out by Olympia in the final match of the group stages. It was one of the toughest environments I've ever been in terms of the crowd, in terms of the challenges. And then in 16, we were knocked out by Saprissa. Same thing, going into the Monsters Cave. It was one of the toughest environments I've been in. So these are great experiences. I'm hoping to do much better this time around with the Crew. And I know the club, having not been here in 10 years, is really excited about it.
Renata, you have the floor.
Hey, Caleb, I was just kind of wondering, since you've coached in this competition before, what maybe are the unique challenges in regards to scouting an opponent like Real Esteli? Obviously, now with more information potentially about these opponents, the advancements of technology, I guess just from your perspective and from a scouting perspective, any unique challenges in, getting to know an opponent from Nicaragua?
Yeah, like you said, it's a little easier with the technology now. being able to go on Y Scout and watch these matches, even in 14, I can't remember being able to get much information on the opponents like we can now. But in saying that, I think because this, this first leg is going to be early in the season, we'll probably know less about our opponent, and we're going to have to, like we always do, focus on ourselves, and then obviously as we get closer, try to dig up as much information as we can that will help us, you know, prepare the best we can for what's to come. But I, again, having been in this competition, I almost think in some cases it's less about the scouting, and it's more about the logistics, the travel, how you're going to approach that, where you're going to stay, making sure that you're getting quality accommodations and food. And these are things you take for granted in MLS. We know these stadiums, we know the hotels, we know how we're going to eat. So those are details that for sure we're going to have to get right. And the good news, again, is we can really focus on this first game because we know it will be the first game we play this season. And the second game, the second leg at home, will be our second game we play in the season. And so usually you're juggling a league game and one of these games on a weekend and then midweek in the first few weeks. So the good news is we'll be able to focus these first two games and this first opponent. And that'll help us because we'll be hopefully a little bit ahead when we play our first league game, because we'll have, you know, a couple games under our belts.
Alonso Contreras, you have the floor.
Thank you. How are you, Coach? As MLS Cup champions, and you mentioned no team win before, and you guys want to win, the expectation. Is the club buying more players to reinforce the offense or defense, since the MLS team seems to struggle at the end? Thank you.
Yeah, obviously we had a great season. We were pretty consistent this year. We started out as the best team in the league. We were 3-0 at the MLS's back tournament. We went, you know, six games, I think it was, unbeaten to start the year. And we finished the year extremely well. And that's kind of the way that you want it to go. We had a little bit of a dip. Seven games, was probably our toughest stretch. But we won our last six games of the year. And we showed to be a very strong team. And we're a very good defensive team. But we're also a team that scores goals and looks to attack the opponent with or without the ball. So I think we showed that last year. We kept our core, 20 players, give or take. So our main core we kept, and then we built off that. We added some really good players. We went in the free agent market. We added Bradley Wright Phillips, Kevin Molino, two of the best attackers in the league. And the main reason is because we knew we'd have other competitions. And this year, you know, we'll be fighting for four trophies. You know, obviously MLS Cup always is going to be our number one goal, but I would put the CONCACAF Champions League as a close second. You know, can we push for the Supporter Shield? You know, that's something certainly that we'd like to do. You know, and then the Open Cup. But I would say, again, MLS Cup, CONCACAF Champions League, in that order. And so we want to be able to get off to a good start. And to do that, we're going to need quality depth. So our team doesn't look a ton different, but we've been able to add seven or eight pieces, and we kept 20 pieces that helped. Those 20 pieces is the core that helped us win MLS Cup.
We will have time for one more question. Jonathan Tenenwald.
Thanks. Hi, Caleb. You have any sense yet of whether you're going to have fans in the stands and what it might be like if you don't and the teams that you visit do?
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. We don't know yet, obviously. Things are still fluid. We'll do like last year, what's safe. we'll follow the advice of the league and our medical experts and certainly our government and what they say. Last year, we were obviously a club that was able to have some fans even celebrate, you know, our MLS Cup championship, winning that at home. So we were able to have some fans. That was a nice thing, I know, for the players. You know, can we have more? Are we going to have less? We don't know yet. Obviously, it just depends on what the league says, what our government says, and what our medical experts tell us. We'll follow their guidance. But we're very optimistic that, yes, we will at the very least have to start the season some fans.